This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroke. Multiple deaths, including the shooter in a mass shooting in the Czech Republic. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Ambulances speeding across a bridge in downtown Prague following a mass shooting at a university. Authorities say an armed man opened fire in the philosophy department at Charles University, killing at least 15 people and causing widespread panic in one of the Czech Republic's worst mass shootings. Investigators say the shooter was a student at the university. The building faces a bridge across the river with a view of Prague Castle, the seat of the Czech presidency. Police gave no details about the victims or a possible motive, but the Czech Interior Minister says investigators do not suspect a link to any extremist ideology or group. I'm Mike Hempen.
A report from the UN finds that more than 500,000 people in Gaza are starving because of not enough food entering the territory since the outbreak of war more than 10 weeks ago. World Food Program chief economist Arif Hussein said, quote, "It is a situation where pretty much everybody in Gaza is hungry." He warned that if the war between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, continues at the same levels and food deliveries are not restored, the population could face, quote, "a full-fledged famine within the next 6 months." Israel says it is in the final stages of clearing out Hamas militants from northern Gaza, but that months of fighting lie ahead in the south. Russia is working to strengthen ties to North Africa and spread its narrative about Ukraine and Gaza as the United States' popularity throughout the Arab world diminishes. As the two wars grind on, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov visited Morocco and Tunisia this week in an effort to deepen ties between Moscow and Arab countries. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.